Hey there, I want to invite you to join me for the Strategic Summer Workshop, which is taking place on Thursday, May 30th at 11:30 Eastern. You can go to schoolsofexcellence.com/summer to sign up. In this workshop, I'm going to walk you through how to identify simple solutions and systems that will make a massive difference and ripple effect inside of your center. I'm going to help you create efficiency where you need it most and understand what is causing your school to feel so hectic and where those big pain points are. We're going to clarify your center's priority system to improve this summer. I'm going to show you how to audit those systems. We're going to define your desired outcomes, and you're going to leave the workshop with a simple plan that will make huge impact. And by simple, I mean very simple. No complex, no multi-step processes, super, super simple. No one has time for long things. No one has brain capacity for extra stuff. We need simple things that have massive impact. Go to schoolsofexcellence.com/summer and I'll see you there. Welcome to the Schools of Excellence podcast, a place for insightful conversations about building sustainable schools of excellence. Join me each week as we explore the importance of leading with your values, creating impact, and leaving a lasting legacy. My goal on the show is to provide you with clarity, elevate your mindset, and equip you with practical strategies and inspiration. I'm Hannah Olshansky, a proud mother of four, a former New Yorker, now savoring sunny Florida vibes. With a professional journey spanning 18 years across all levels of school leadership, I bring nuanced insight that delved into the intricate details of running a center, as well as the broader visionary aspects of leadership. Thank you for joining me for this conversation. Let's build a legacy of excellence together. My conversation today is with Kayla Rush, who is a member of our legacy group. We talk about what it takes to build self-trust. Our conversation today took a lot of different turns, and the focus and the theme really of the whole conversation was, how do we build self-trust? How do we sustain it? What are the challenges of really learning how to build our own endurance and our own high level of mental acuity? And I really enjoyed my conversation with Kayla, and I hope you do too.
I'm Kayla Rush. I am the owner of Precious Angels Learning Center in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I have been owner for almost 11 years this year. We started over 20 years ago as an in-home with my mom and sister. And then I took over as owner when my mom retired 11 years ago.
So walk us back to the time when you first heard our company or kind of started to engage with Schools of Excellence and what that experience was like and what ultimately got you excited to join.
Mm-hmm. So I think I first heard of Schools of Excellence, honestly, through the podcast and then just going to other retreats and conferences, things like that, and hearing you speak and just knowing that you gave a little different perspective than what I had been exposed to before. And what made me really want to join was just how real you were, that you'd been there, you have walked in our shoes. And so I remember kind of inquiring and having that first call with you. And I just loved how real it was. And also just that you don't take everybody, you know, like based on our answers to our questions, and you have a philosophy and you have what you're looking for. I loved that because not everyone is like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I think the biggest thing also is really understanding that when I created the company of Schools of Excellence, where this company isn't for everyone, it's also understanding that I model that of what I want you to do in your centers, that you are not for everyone. Yes. Mm-hmm. Your school is not for every kind of teacher. Your school is not for every kind of parent or for every kind of child. And so living the values through the through line is such a critical part of just building legacy businesses. Yes. So when you first joined Schools of Excellence, you were working through a lot of different things all at once. So I'd love to hear what were some of your quick wins, some of the things that you started implementing, and then we could talk about where you are today. But first, take us back, you know, back then.
Where I was, from what I remember, like from what I was, overwhelmed, completely taking on way too much. And so what I took away right away was the foundations and the pillars, honestly, was like gratitude, the one-on-ones, really being true to who we are. Like you just said, learning that just like you, schools of excellence isn't for everyone, like Precious Angels is not for everyone, and that's okay. And truly being able to live to our values and expectations, like, nope, like that's not what we stand for. I had to start small. I think I was like, woo, like all these things, great. And even just knowing that you were there, Michalina was also there to like, nope, like you like slow down almost, like don't take all this information and think you're going to do all of it.
Yeah.
And I think what really hit home for me too, and throughout the process, is when you're like, there are times you're going to move up the pyramid and there's going to be times that you need to go back to survival. It's all in seasons, where I think I was in that mindset of, nope, once you reach the top of the pyramid, you need to stay there because you reached there. But no, life doesn't work like that. Business doesn't work like that. And that it's okay to go back to survival and just go back to survival and rewatch those videos and like live in that in. It works.
Let's talk about self-trust, because one of the distinct memories I have of you when you and I first connected is you had this desire to really want to trust your decision-making and trust your experience and trust your knowledge and trust your training. But it was this constant pendulum where you would like trust yourself and then you would talk yourself out of it. You would trust yourself and then you talk yourself out of it. And so I'd love if you could just share a little bit about some of that inner dialogue during that season. And then I want to talk through how you have become the unstoppable person that you are now with the self-trust that I describe you as. You are this unshakable force. Like, it doesn't matter how much the ground is moving around you. You're like, I got this. I got it. And it is so hardcore and it is so beautiful to witness. But let's go back to where it once was. Tell us about that story.
Yes. So truly having like schools of excellence during the COVID, I mean, my self-trust definitely was shaken through all of that.
How so? Walk us through that.
I think because, I mean, prior to that, I knew I could make a decision and I felt good. Like I did have the self-trust through that. And I didn't realize in the period until honestly, like a lot of our conversations just with, I couldn't make the, so many decisions that need to be made were not mine to make, but I was having to make different decisions, whether I agreed with them or not. Mm-hmm. For the business, to keep it alive, to stay open. And we were fortunate enough at the time to stay open. Looking back, I think we have our own challenges with actually staying open and just what that mentally did to our entire childcare force here in our community and just things like that. But at the very beginning working with you, I remember you like constantly, I even have a tattoo of it now. Like you would say, pause and sit in the discomfort. In that, I still like can hear you saying that to me in moments when I need it. And that, I mean, there was kind of a series there for what, like everything was like, pause, like breathe. Like, and that's really, really, really what helped me through that. And then now as I'm growing through the self-trust, I think just all the challenges that you've given me, and seeing that process and cheering us on, challenging, having the group, the support of other owners who in some way, shape or form have either done it before or haven't quite or similar. And we can compare stories and just, okay, what did you learn or what did you not learn or just things like that. But the challenges and the cheering and even knowing you take it, you personally meet us where we are at also and like challenge us in a way that's personal and isn't just like, okay, everybody, like everyone in this group, we're all doing the same thing. You did still find a way to personalize it. And to me, that like is huge, because that I truly look at you as a coach, not just a group, like an owner's group or a director's group, that you really are there to coach me. And that has a lasting effect and has truly helped my self-trust. And I just the psychology of things, how the brain works. I love that you incorporate so much of that because it is so true. And we don't, because we're boots on the ground in the fog, we don't always see that. And so to hear you be like, nope, this is normal, you're like, oh, okay, good. Like, I am still normal.
Let's talk about the personalization piece a little bit, because I find it's a big misconception often when we're in groups or when we're in community, because there's such a beautiful part of community, which I love. And I think everyone needs community in their life. And then at the same time, there is so much personalization and nuance that is needed when you're being coached, because the advice that I give you for the exact same problem, I will give someone else completely different advice based on their capacity, their season of life, their financials, their business model, their team, their support network, their location of their business. Like, there's so many angles. So I'd love for you to speak to, like, only what, you know, you want to share, just like, what were some of the personalization or questions that you, you know, came with and you're like, okay, now I know what to do next here.
Mm-hmm. Just thinking back to the very, very beginning, like, now I've established some of those relationships. So, like, I feel comfortable bringing anything to the table, but even right away, you create that environment where you're like, okay, I'm here, ask me anything. And you gave that opportunity to everyone. Like, you sat in that pause and you sat in the silence to allow for people to talk. And then even just witnessing other people's questions and your answers, I just knew, like, you're not giving just a box answer that you truly, or, and you ask more questions. Like, also what has been huge for me and really has, I don't know, made an impact is that you ask more questions. You don't just answer the question for us. You ask us questions. So we really come up with it on our own.
Yes.
But
yes,
you have coached us through that, and that has longer effects.
Well, that's what builds the self-trust.
Yes. And the skills, just any other skills. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the quality of questions and the reason why I took the time to ask more of those questions is because my goal of our interaction is not for you to have the dopamine hit of, okay, I got the answer that I wanted, now I'm going to go solve the problem. The goal of each interaction is to build more self-trust, is to build that ability for you to be able to ask the questions on your own, for you to be able to create that pause. And that requires restraint on my part, because it's so much easier for me to just to tell you the answer.
Yeah.
But then I'm not honoring my commitment in our relationship. Mm-hmm. And the more that I can model that, the more I hope that the owners will do that with their staff and create that pause. And because that's how we create generational excellence inside of our organizations.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd love to hear, tell us a little bit about your story of building your leadership team. You know, you've gone through all these different phases. Would love to hear just what your journey was like and what it looks like today.
Mm-hmm. So when I first started, it was me. It was, I was owner and director for probably 7 years of my 11. We were smaller as well. But as we wanted to serve more families, serve the community, I knew I didn't know in the moment, but, I had really no choice but to get some help.
Yeah.
I started with just assistant directors because I was still building my trust skills, even honestly. And now today it has stemmed from assistant director to directors. Even right now, I dreamed big this summer and have made it happen. We have a program director. We have an educational director. I have an onboarding specialist that's not in the classroom, and then myself. So
I want to hold at that for a second, because this is so important to unpack the psychology around this. When you first started, you were you. You were a solo team. And I think it's important to understand that a lot of the people that are solo teams are not because they cannot afford to hire. It's because you do not trust yourself to hire. So
yes,
talk to us about how you have built capacity to hold a leadership team. Because a leadership team is not just about task rabbits who now do all your little stuff. It requires you to become a different leader so you can hire and trust and delegate. So we need to talk about this, because this is not spoken about enough. So talk to us about it.
Yes. So early on, I mean, now it was probably a couple of years ago when I went to, you had invited me to the Legacy training when I wasn't part of the Legacy group. And we were speaking about leading leaders. And when you called them Olympians, that we were coaching the Olympians, and they in turn are then coaching the teachers. And that was a mind shift for me, because prior to that, I thought I had to A, be the leader, and then help the teachers, in turn help the families, in turn help the kids. Like, that it all was my job. But to then be like, oh, I get to coach Olympians, and then they can have that empowerment and build that trust then with the teachers. And I don't have, it gives me so much more capacity and room to extend the vision and to dream big and to actually move forward instead of just staying where we were. And I've certainly learned along the way, you know, like people who I thought would be great or what I wanted. And then it was like, nope, that's not at all what I've wanted or what the center needed.
How did you know that? That's again a self-trust piece. How did you know, nope, that's not what I wanted?
Mm-hmm.
Walk us through that.
The first like director I had on paper, like, and in theory, because I tend to be very empathetic and like, oh, sure, like that doesn't work. Like, great, we will adjust to everything we're doing to make that work for you. Yeah. And so going in, I was like, I need somebody who's like, nope, that's like not how it is. And I got that and I hired that. And about 6 months in, because it took about that amount of time, just seeing the culture shift. And even I knew at that point, like there needs to be a bridge where there is that firm accountability on certain aspects. And in some aspects, it's not all like, nope, policy says this and like, see you later. There has to be compassion in there. And so that one, honestly, like to me was beautiful because I also coached her out. I didn't have to let her go. We didn't have this awkward falling out even with families. It really was the coaching of asking her questions, what she really wanted, what the center was, what she could do, like couldn't do, what she was willing to challenge herself to. And it was just coached to honestly be like, no, I agree. Like, this isn't the right fit. And then talking with you and just knowing the program of like, okay, now sit in that. Cause it's not easy to discover that. And then also have a director leave. But I sat in that for a while before I looked at what I wanted to hire for next time, knowing, okay, what I thought was the extreme. Nope, we need to scale back.
Let's unpack those things here, because this is so beautiful. This is such a beautiful chapter in your leadership journey, right? Where you have this personality of being empathetic and loving and you know, heart-based and centered and intuitive. And you were realizing like, oh, 1 second, people are taking advantage. Maybe I need someone who's a little bit stronger. And so you went to the pendulum on the other side and you're like, all right, I got this person. She's going to like strap everyone together. And then the culture started to take a shift to like, 1 second, this is actually not what I desire. Mm-hmm. That's where we have to sit in the pause and the grief, because what can come up is shame. Is doubt, is beating ourselves up of like, how could I have done something so stupid? I should have known better. All the should-haves. Mm-hmm. And moving through that discomfort and then coming back again and saying, and now here's what I'm going to do differently. And here's what I'm going to do next time. Like, that is this arc of what leadership truly is about, where you didn't let yourself get beat up by that, but you actually emboldened yourself to, and now this is what I know I really need.
Mm-hmm. Certainly with the support of other people who had even just had to transition through different directors was helpful. Conversations, even just the, like some of the videos in the portal, things like that, like where it is important to me to stay true to my values. Yeah. And I had to sit in it. I mean, in the moment when I kind of realized like, oh, dear, this is not the direction I want it to go, I certainly sat there for a little while.
And I know when you get quiet, you're sitting in all of that. And I think just a beautiful part of having this kind of relationship where I know you and I get to know, you know, just how you respond to things and what goes on. I know when you go quiet and I'm not hearing from you, it's a signal that you're in distress, that you're working through something. And so that's where you and I can be honest, and I could ping you and say, I know you're going through something. If you want to talk about it, I'm here. If you want the space to do whatever you need on your own, take your time. I'll just keep checking in. Mm-hmm. I'd love if you can share just what that does for you in your leadership and how that helps who you are as an owner and as a leader in your school?
Yes. So I think sometimes I don't even realize I get quiet. So the first time you did that, I was like, oh my gosh, I was able to like be where like, oh my gosh, I am being quiet. Thank you. Like, and just how much that meant to me, because you do know me, and not a lot of, you know, just because it's not Tuesday or whatever day, like is our coaching call. It's like, oh, you're quiet. Like, I'm going to check on you. And that's what builds A, my trust, B, our relationship, and what makes you so great at what you do, because you genuinely care about everyone in the industry and your clients. And what it has done for me is even, I think the third time you did it, I was like, I like laughed out loud. I was like, oh, she's got me. And there are times I still struggle like to ask for the help, because I don't even necessarily know what I need help with.
Yeah.
And so what's beautiful is when you're like, hey, you're quiet, talk to me. And then like, you just give us that space to literally talk, where you help, you can pick out, okay, even the root cause. Like there are so many times, even still today, like with my team, I'm like, but what's the root cause? Like all of this stuff is surface stuff. Like, what is the root cause? Like we're just solving minor problems here. To me, it's those small, and they're not small, but they seem small to people.
Because it's only like 5 minutes.
100%.
You'll ping me 2 minutes, I'll respond, and it's a 5 to 7 minute exchange. Yeah. So mm-hmm. It feels small, but the ripple effect of that is huge.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'd love to talk a little bit about when we look at the value of community and coming to events and building relationships. I think a lot of people are either super excited about events and they want to like take all the information that they can, build all these, you know, connections or whatever it is. Some people are afraid to go to events because they don't want to be exposed. They just want to stay in the back and hide. So everyone's got their own kind of reasons for coming to events and stuff. And so you've been to, you know, a fair share of Schools of Excellence events, both our big ones and our private retreats. I would love to hear how these events have impacted your quality of life, your culture, your retention, because it has all of these little impacts that are sometimes hard to measure. Only when you look back, you could be like, okay, yes, this is where the impact has been.
Yes. I would say I sat in the middle of like being super excited, like, yes, I want to learn, and like very intimidated by some people in the room, like just be like knowing, yeah. But what I loved about, maybe not at first, but looking back, is you seated people at the table on purpose with certain people. And at first it was kind of intimidating, especially like sitting down, you're like, oh, like I've seen this person or heard this person on a podcast with you, or like, I am not to that level. Mm-hmm. But then hearing their stories, I mean, like, oh my gosh, this is what we have in common. I don't know that I would have sought that out. And so even knowing that, and even like, oh my gosh, you felt like I should be here at this table, allowed me to open up more. The private events, I love, love, love the private events. At first, I mean, I'm pretty like go with the flow, like, yay, like let's all have fun. When it was like, we're going to stay in the same house. And I know some people were like, oh my gosh, what is this going to look like? But I loved it.
Yeah.
And those relationships, I learned so much from you during the during our small sessions in our groups. But even afterwards, when it's like we turn the TV on and we're all just sitting there, still sort of talking about things we learned and processing, but also then just being people, where you gave us the space to be people. Like we didn't have to be the owner. We didn't have to be in charge. We got to sit by the pool. We got to go play games. We don't always do that because we get caught up in it. And who doesn't love to go to Florida? Even now I'm like, okay, gosh, I'm ready to go somewhere but like without, hey, we're doing this, I wouldn't necessarily go. And then you get there and you're like, oh yes, like I did need this and I need this.
Yeah.
Cause it fills your cup in emotionally, personally, you know, even just away from the business, away from family. And you provide so much time, even though sometimes I'm like, oh, I don't really know what to journal or like to sit in that. But sometimes I don't even realize that like even if I don't write anything, I just sit there. It's like, that's more like you take what you need out of it.
Yes.
And you just allow for that space. And Schools of Excellence has been fantastic with allowing us that space that we would not take for ourselves.
Yes. And mm-hmm. I have two more questions. One of them is about space, and then I'll ask you my final one. But in a hustle culture, in a culture that is so values, you know, keep calm and carry on and just keep going and toxic resilience and keep moving forward, why is space and the pause such a critical part of the longevity of your business? Because again, we can run a race for a year or 2 years, but what's the end game, right? Like, you can't run a race for more than 2 years.
Correct.
So talk to me about why space is so important.
A, because like you just said, because we do live in that like hustle bustle, like let's go. And it's like, where's the answer? What's this? Like, what are we going to do? Mm-hmm. And it's just like, no, because your brain has to reset. Like, you can't, leaders can't, and we have to be examples and role models to that. Like, sometimes it is that pause, and it's hard, and it's okay that it's hard to just sit.
What's
in
hard
it.
About it? Why is it hard to say?
It's uncomfortable because you are, that immediate gratification is not there.
Yeah.
But also, I mean, I think that it has stemmed. I'm not a phone person. I don't need my phone to like wind down at night, those type of things. And I think part of that is just from your continuing teaching of the pause and the silence. And because I've seen it work, because I was a doer, like, or I still am a doer, like, let's fix it, let's go, let's do it. But to challenge that pause and then to actually see, wow, like, that did work, because your mind thinks clearer and you can make better decisions for your company, for yourself, for your leadership team when there is the pause and the silence.
I think more than anything, that's where the self-trust really comes from.
Yes.
When I speak at events, I invite the pause, because I say, when I'm talking, you're listening to me. When I pause, you're listening to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to learn how to listen to yourself yes. more than any other person in the world.
Yes.
So yes, come for mentorship, come for coaching. It's so important. And then the space of the coaching and the mentorship must provide the space for you to learn how to listen to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's ultimately what we're looking for. Right.
Yeah.
For the longevity. Mm-hmm. So Kayla, you know, people listen to this podcast, they listen to these, you know, different conversations with leaders. Everyone's got their own reason why I can't join now. This is not the right time. I don't know if I could do this. I don't know if it's going to work for me. What would you tell an owner who's listening to this, who's like, maybe this is the time I should join? Like, what's your message?
My message is, if the thought is already that you're thinking about it, it's time to do it. Because agree. There won't. And what is great about Schools of Excellence, you don't have to take all of it all at once. And that's okay. Like, take whatever season you're in and use that information. But the coaching, the support, the community, everyone needs that in some form. So if that's Schools of Excellence and you're already drawn to that, go for it, because you'll find a way. The resources will come, the time will come, you'll find a way. But because your brain is already like, oh, maybe I need that, then you do need that. Like, you just have to trust yourself and talk to that, talk to your inner self and like trust, okay, yes, I do need something.
Thanks so much for joining me in our conversation with Kayla. If at any point during the conversation you found yourself in parts of Kayla's story, you resonated with some of the examples she shared around her leadership team and her director, or how she learned how to battle her own, you know, just self-doubts and how she built that unshakable self-trust in herself. This is what we do inside of our directors and our circle and our Owners HQ program. It's not just about the content and the training and the community. That's a huge part of it. It's really about building those skills, those decision-making skills, those self-trust skills. You need to learn how to trust yourself. You need to learn how to find your own confidence, because leading a school is hard. And you want to do it in the collective of community, of mentorship, of coaching, of accountability. So if at any point in the last little bit you've been thinking about joining, this is your sign to fill out an application. When you fill out an application, you'll jump on a right fit call. And we'll get to understand a little bit more about your season of life, what your goals are, what your challenges are, what your strengths are as a leader. And we'll get to see, is this the right fit for you? Is this the right time? Is this the right program that supports your next level growth as a leader? So hit the link below and apply, and I look forward to connecting with you. If you are loving the Schools of Excellence podcast and have gotten any value out of it for your school, I would love if you can do two things for me. One, subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. And two, can you please leave us a review? Reviews help other school leaders know that this is the place to learn how to build a school of excellence. And I would be so grateful if you can do that for us. Your help and support makes this show to be able to be listened by the thousands of other school leaders all around the world. Thanks so much for listening, for giving us your time and attention each and every week. And I appreciate that you have joined us. Hey there, I want to invite you to join me for the Strategic Summer Workshop on Thursday, May 30th at 11:30 Eastern. You can click the link in the show notes or go to schoolsofexcellence.com/summer. In this workshop, I'm going to walk you through how to optimize your already efficient systems or help you tweak some ones that need a little bit more tweaking to help you enter the 2024-2025 school year with ease, with success, and with calmness. Increase your profitability, reduce your expenses, and more than anything, just help you buy back some of your time. I look forward to seeing you there.